Well, I just came to understand that actually I was supposed to be the pianist at today's date.
Yeah, you just found out.
But because of my limited skills, it's a good thing I didn't show up.
Okay.
But you know who did show up is three guys that are going to make some incredible music with us here this morning. Can you believe this? Jazz guys got up in the middle of the night and came down here. Well, one of them actually flew in from Europe, flew all night, got off the plane, came here. He's got more energy than the rest of us.
Exactly.
And that's the bassist, Joris Tepa. But he and Don Braden and Steve Johns are going to play some amazing music this morning. All three of them are involved with the Litchfield Jazz Camp, now in its 21st year of keeping kids off the street and doing something with their beat.
Right. We're going to use that. That's
and great. They're going to be celebrating a new recording tonight called Conversations. A little bit of what we'll do here this morning, and they'll do musically tonight at the Zinc Bar in New York City. A good early morning to Don Braden and Joris Tepa.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here, man.
Glad to be here.
It's been a long morning for me. 6 hours on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're, here you are, and we're doing some stuff together, and the audience is going to... This is how we thank our audience, by the way, for supporting WBGO. Conversations is not the first time. The first time for you two gentlemen was actually the first time for Joris to make a recording, and that was Pay As You Earn. And the two of you actually came together and met on that date, or you'd known each other before that?
We knew each other before.
Yeah.
We met about a year before that in 1992, and this recording was in 93. So we planned for that together. Yeah, it was great. We did live to two-track, like in the old days. No, you know, no mixing, or just put the...
To set the mics and go.
Yep.
Plus, it was a time when pay as you earn was the mantra, wasn't it?
How about that?
That's right. You get the gig and then you pay the bills
as
soon as you walk out the door. But people like Tom Harrell and Cyrus Chestnut and Carl Allen were all part of this first date for Joris Tepa. And tonight you guys will jump down to the Zinc Bar. Now, who's going to be in their group tonight?
So the Zinc Bar will be Joris on bass, myself on saxophone, flute, etc., and then Jeremy Warren's a drummer.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The young up-and-comer, man.
He's so really here we are, from the early 90s to the year 2017.
There we go.
A new record called Conversations. And what's the first thing you do when you're making a record? You have a conversation about what the hell you're going to play.
Right? How about that? We know the process of creating this record was organic in many ways. Because it was really came from Joris and I. First off, we had done, besides all the recordings of various types, he's on several of my records, I'm on several of his records. We did a lot of touring. We had done quite a bit of duo playing, just saxophone and bass or flute and bass, and explored musically the possibilities of that and just found a good chemistry there. But the way this recording came about is we thought, well, we, besides all the duo and all the other stuff, we also have done a lot of quartet projects. And so with some of the drummers we've done quartet projects, we said, let's try a trio. Let's get a different sound going. So what we did is we set my house up. I've got a studio in my kind of rec room. What used to be a rec where the pool table used to be is now grand piano and drums and everything else. So I got Joris and we got Gene Jackson when he was in town from Japan, and we went to my house. We recorded some tracks. Same thing with Matt Wilson. And when Matt was in town, we got in the studio and we just played. We just, again, that one was not directed two-track. We did actually do some mixing on that. But it's still, essentially, it's in my house. It's very organic. It's relaxed. You know, we went out in the backyard in between and stuff like that. It was really chill.
But see, when you do that, and that is the process by which you choose which direction musically you're going to go, there ends up being no walls.
Exactly.
Right? You can just go anywhere. Case in point, the very first tune on Conversations was written by a pianist, but there's no piano there.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Chick Corea's Humpty Dumpty. Would you attempt that for us this morning?
Well, sure. Why not? It's early. It's a perfect thing to do. Wake us up.
Don Braden's with us this morning, bassist Joris Tepa, and on the drums, Daryl John's dad. Steve Johns. This is Humpty Dumpty. Look at Joe Farrell. Look out. Sorry about that, chick, but you'll notice there was no piano there. Hey, it's been real nice, and these guys are going to hang out with us all morning long, and what a long day they have, because tonight they're going to celebrate live at the Zinc Bar in New York City. And the best way to enjoy this music is live and in the moment, and that's where we are this morning. On Morning Jazz. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Gary Walker, and along with me have saxophonist, flutist Don Braden, and also bassist Joris Tepa, and drummer extraordinaire Steve Johns. And going to make some music with us this morning, in addition to celebrating this evening at the Zinc Bar a new recording called Conversations, Joris Tepa and Don Braden, and with the drummer again. Tonight?
Jeremy Warren.
And you obviously enjoy the work that you both have done as educators for years. I know, Don, you and Joris both were right down the street here.
That's right.
At the Jazz for Teens program.
Absolutely. I was there 15 years as music director there.
Yeah, I did it for 10 years. And now, also, we teach together in Europe, too, in Groningen, this program where I'm the head of the school, the head of the jazz department. And we have visiting artists every week from New York.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And I know how much it means. I obviously see Don more than I see you, but I know how much it means to Don to work around kids and be in the educational environment. But I must say that at the end of umpteen years at NJPAC, and I asked Don, oh, God, you're leaving NJPAC and the Jazz for Teens. Why are you doing that? He says, you know, out, it's like tabula rasa, man. Out in front of me is like this open ocean, and I get to do whatever I want, right? And make waves in whatever direction I want.
There you go.
To keep going. And that's what you've done, and it also includes conversations,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the you know, part of, it's funny to say, part of what we do, what we are at our core, all of us, many of us jazz teachers, and we love our teaching, we love our students, you know, et cetera. But we're players. I mean, we are creative. We are what we teach is what is, you know, in other words, if we're not actually out there doing it as well as our teaching.
Otherwise, it's students becoming master's students and then matriculating back in as professors.
And
there's something missing there.
So that's all fine to a certain extent, but it's not really what the music is about. You know, so you can get some data that way, which is cool because the data is important.
Right.
But in the end, this music is a living, breathing, interactive thing that really has to be, you have to dive in and do it and be in the mix with an audience and with your fellow musicians. And the creative process and your technical process has to be pushed, you know, emotionally.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen in school. That's not what school's about, you know. Whereas what we do is about emotion. It's about the power. It's about the humanity at its highest level.
You bet. And when you're on the road and when you're in the studio and living the life of a jazz musician,
yeah,
you get... obviously, your influences come with you into a situation, but how you react to those influences may become something different. And I use as a case in point the piece that you wrote called Eddie-ish.
Oh, there we go.
See?
Written for... That's pretty clever, man. You're a bad cat, man. Written for the great Eddie Harris, inspired by him, inspired by his saxophonistics and his personality. Yeah, this piece... is really a tribute to the great Eddie Harris.
But it moves elsewhere, too, throughout.
Of
Listen
course.
Close.
Well, that's it. Here we go.
Don Braden, Joris Tepa, and Steve Johns on Morning Jazz Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
You heard the influence Eddie Harris there, didn't you? That's why the tune is called Eddie-ish. And yes, just like Humpty Dumpty, if you were up early last hour with us, both of these tunes and much more music to be found on Conversations. Joris Tepa, Don Braden, two different drummers, Gene Jackson and Matt Wilson. And along tonight, they will appear with Jeremy Warren on the drums at the Zinc Bar celebrating this new recording. And we're chatting about it here this morning at WBGO. See, when you live the full life as a musician, you hear those other kind of things. Mm-hmm. There's much more to hear. Stay with us because I don't know why they've agreed to this, because they have to stay out late tonight. But they've agreed to hang out with us all morning, so I hope you will too, right here at WBGO. Okay, so you've had that first cup of coffee, so now you need some blood is running through your system and stuff. But here's what you've missed. You have missed an incredible trio version of Chick Corea's Humpty Dumpty. Also, an original by Don Braden that speaks to the many faces of Eddie Harris and all the different musics that he influenced over the course of his life. Yeah. Joris Tepa, a world-class bassist, is also on hand on this recording Conversations that will be celebrated live tonight with drummer Jeremy Warren, and here celebrated this morning on WBGO live on Morning Jazz. We have Don Braden and Joris Tepa, and also Steve Johns, who's going to step away and maybe get his first cup of coffee of the morning while we talk to what is the difference between a hard swinging trio or a laid back trio and the duo setting?
Well, basically, you know, the idea behind this record was really to use our personalities, to let our personalities speak, basically. And that's how we speak in conversations. And, you know, the idea about making music in any way and teaching too is like to really, you know, as for all those years that we grew as musicians, we grew our personalities and we grew as artists, and we have things to say either to our students or to our audiences. And then when we thought about playing together, we've been doing so many projects over the years, in like 25 years with Don has been playing in my big band. You know, we've been doing even symphony orchestras, large things. We wrote for one time, we wrote a piece for symphony orchestra, big band, and choir, yeah, which was like 130 musicians.
Yeah, work, work, work.
Yeah,
work, work, work.
Yeah, yeah. The title was work, work, work. But anyway, then we thought, like, well, to really give space to our personalities and to really talk to each other, why not just him and me and maybe a drummer, you know? And that's basically the idea behind this project.
So the duet that you guys are going to play for us next, is it something that you have to adjust to? Is there any kind of special thing? I say that because Don Byron told me once when he was preparing for a recording of duets, something he'd never done before, and he said to prepare for that conversation with one other individual musically, he said to prepare for it, he listened to Nichols and May comedy records, Mike Nichols and Elaine May, right? Mm-hmm. Cats that used to play down to Vanguard back when.
Wow.
Right? And I said, really? And he said, yeah, to get the rhythm.
What a neat idea.
Of the back and forth.
Yeah. In our case, we had 25 years to build our, so it was already, we already had that much in place. All we had to do was change the environment to allow that 25 years to do its thing, and that was it, pretty much, in our case.
Well, here on Morning Jazz, for everyone, it's You or No One. Don Braden, this I'm up on the flute, and bassist Joris Tepa from WBGO.
Yeah, next time we do, we should check out like Abbott and Costello. And
stuff. Well, that's what he told me. He said, "Yeah, the back and forth."
It's a neat idea.
Yeah.
It's
a totally
neat back idea. And forth, and I said, "Really?"
Well, I love it
for the comedy. He goes, "No, man, the phrasings."
Yeah,
you know, if rhythm, you listen,
the guys who have chemistry, I mean, I still think of Who's On First and the way they were able to just, you know,
yeah, lay it out there.
Man, it's amazing. So. Good thinking, Don Byron. Go ahead, man.
How about the thinking that went into that piece right there? It's you or no one. You know what's great about the jazz musician and what allows for the in-the-moment creativity of the highest caliber is the fact that they never lose the childlike ability to play hooky to make great music. And that's what's happening today.
You dig?
But that's okay, right? You do it too, folks. I know you do. And I would
do
it.
If you don't, you should. If you don't, you should. So at least every once in a while.
That's right. Everybody needs one of those kind of days.
Totally.
We're chatting with Don Braden and also Joris Tapa and Steve Johns is at the drums over there once again. And Joris and Don will be celebrating tonight live at Zinc Bar in New York City with Jeremy Warren on the drums, this wonderful new recording called Conversations, which is just full of great music, some originals and some tunes. Well, we heard a Chick Corea tune this morning. But, like, you know, Elvin Jones, you know, they never say, you know, they say give the drummer some.
Right.
But they never say some of what?
Right.
Well, give the drummer some of his abilities to write a piece of music. You know, Victor Lewis is one of my favorite songwriters,
yeah.
Man. He writes some hip
lovely
tunes.
Yeah, really.
You know, and so did Elvin Jones. Frank Foster told me it's one of my favorite tunes ever to
cool.
play.
How about that?
Yeah. And the tune was Three Card Molly.
Sure.
And it's also on this recording.
Yep.
You know, Mingus. Goodbye,
yep.
Pork Pie
yep.
Hat.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you got some real deep rooted evergreens, right?
Oh, yeah.
That were part of your maturation process and part of your ongoing process, too. But you've also got some other stuff that, you know, we take no prisoners. Look out for that one. And we heard Eddie-ish, which is one of your originals. Yeah. Now, how do you create, as educators, bringing along your childlike musicianship and adult musicianship too to the jazz camp environment.
Well,
how do you instill that in young people coming up?
Well, okay, so and yours has some points on this. I'm quite sure as well. First thing I'll say is that, to be really clear, we are in fact in our first week at jazz camp now at the Litchfield Jazz Camp, and we are playing hooky for the morning so that we can be on the radio to. Talking about conversations in our gig tonight at the Zinc Bar and also about the camp itself as well as Litchfield Jazz Festival coming up August 5th and 6th. So a very special event.
How do you find, you get information at Litchfield?
Yeah, Litchfield Jazz, LitchfieldJazzFest.com.
Yeah.
Is where this.
And if you've never been up there, it's in Goshen, right?
Goshen, Connecticut.
If you've never been up there, it's really beautiful country.
Yeah.
It yeah. really is beautiful country, you know, if all they had were zithers, you know, to listen to all weekend. But it's better than that. I mean, nothing against the zither. But well, you know, they got all kinds of stuff.
It's basically, it's so much fun to be in a, you know, for 1 week or some kids stay for three or four, even 4 weeks, I think it is.
Some kids are as long as there are a few, not a lot.
Yeah.
4 weeks is a long time, but we
yeah.
have. A few for 4 weeks.
To be in a beautiful environment with all people of all ages who all love jazz, and everybody's totally into it for the whole, you know, day and night. You wake up and you go to bed with jazz.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And it's like one of those things. The kids often say, "Hey, I'm so happy to find someone like me." So they come from different places.
Yeah,
and they say, "I'm so happy I found someone like me who likes jazz." I'm like the odd man out at my school. Or I have like three friends about jazz friends. And they have other friends, of course, but the jazz friends are a small number until they get to camp and it's like 40 or 50 or 60 other, or 70 or 80 or 100 other kids, depending on what week you're be. The last week it's like 120 kids, 130, you know, and it's like, oh my God, looking around and like, oh my God, check this out in some cases, you know? It's pretty amazing. And it's inspiring to us because we do see we see ourselves in them.
Was it like that for you when you were coming up?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Well, yours is maybe have a different background, but I went to the Jamie Ebersole Summer Jazz Camp as a teenager. And so, and again, it was the same thing. I was like, you know, at my school, marching band and rock bands and stuff like that, I did all that stuff. But then when I went to jazz camp, it was like, whoa, okay, here's another 200 kids. Really, literally, you go to an audience and there's 200 people my age into this music. And I'm like, wow, knocked out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, it wasn't like that for me at all.
No?
No. I've never heard of Charlie Parker until I was 18. Never heard of it. Never heard of jazz mm-hmm. before. I grew up totally in a classical music family. Like
yeah,
everybody
right.
is into classical music. My parents play, my sisters play.
Yeah.
They still do. And they still don't really get it, what I'm doing.
I was going to say, do they talk to you for playing because you play jazz?
They've been hearing me play jazz for 35 years and they still...
They come to the gigs too. They're cool. They come, man. Yep. They'll come. The parents and the sisters, they've all come to hear us play.
Yep.
But and they're super nice about it.
Well, it's also, you know, in New York City, if you're here, I mean, that's why I moved to New York like 25 years ago. Because, you know, when I came here, I had that feeling. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Everybody here loves jazz and is into it. And it was so different in Europe. There's almost no radio stations that play jazz.
Yeah.
And, you know, I tune in whenever I'm around touring. I tune into WBGO, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're online anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, we're right around the corner, no matter which corner you're around,
yeah.
man.
How
it's
cool
great.
Is that?
Yeah. But you talked about tuning in, about coming to New York and realizing, you know, where all the jazz people were. You know, that's the thing that people, when they learn how to tune in, you realize if it's good, there are many conversations. to be relished, man.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, so we're eavesdroppers, you know?
Yeah, I think in Europe, you know, we are, as European musicians or European people, are very much looking for their identity in jazz, because jazz is an American art form. So where are we in this picture as Europeans? And I wasn't really into that. I was like, well... I'm just myself, and I want to go to New York and be around everybody else who loves jazz, so that's why I moved here.
Well, and you people listening right now, if you want to be around two guys that make really good music and have great conversations, and I can guarantee they will include you in their conversations, it's tonight at the Zinc Bar in New York City there on West 3rd. It's Don Braden with saxophone and flute. It's a bassist, Joris Tepa. And on the drums tonight will be Jeremy Warren and also the Litchfield Jazz Camp. If you want to get your young kids involved with it, but they also have an adult program
they not? There's not a discrete adult program this year.
Yeah.
We actually started a little kids program as well, which is pretty interesting, like some elementary. So we're starting that this week one. We're in it now. We'll see how that goes. It's a pilot. But adults are welcome to join the regular camp population as well. Every year we have a few adults that come in, and as long as they enjoy intermingling with younger folks, then that works out really well. And we hope at some point to actually have a separate adult camp or whatever. We just have to figure out, you know, when to do it and who our constituency is, how to communicate with them, etc. But it's something we're very interested in because at all ages you can learn to play this music and get incredible joy and growth. And expressiveness from it, from participating and learning.
Amen,
jazz music.
Brother. Yeah. Amen to that.
You know?
And you can enjoy the Litchfield Jazz Fest. Go to litchfieldjazzfest.com.
Yep.
Or litchfieldjazzcamp.com
also.
.com. Yep. And Zinc Bar, I don't know if it's .com, but you know, it's Zinc Bar in New York. It's tonight.
Google it.
Two shows?
Two shows, 8 o'clock and 9:30 p.m.
And it's Don Braden and Joris Tepa. And also joining them tonight will be Jeremy Warren. The new record is called Conversations. And the cool thing about a conversation is when you have one, you can imagine other great conversations, like the conversations that took place on the road, perhaps, amongst the J.B. Horns of Fred Wesley and Maceo Parker and Pee Wee Ellis after they got done cussing out James Brown. They sat around and still realized that the purpose was the good music at hand.
There you go.
And there was much good music to be made. And I think just a few minutes ago, they decided, at Yoris's urging to do a Pee Wee Ellis tune.
The Chicken, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you first hear that
tune? Well, you know, it's really because we've been touring with this project in Europe already, two tours, and we're going to get ready to do another tour in November. Yeah, November. And then one night in Greece, we played like every night at the Half Note in Athens. And every night we just, you know, came up with tunes and tunes, and we just improvised and you know, this tune and that tune. And at some point, like really usually cool. I just started playing, and then whatever came to my mind that was the tune.
Yeah. See, now that is a good conversation, isn't it?
It's terrific.
So the really Chicken was one of those ideas that came up, and you know, we just keep it in our repertoire.
And who knows what ideas are going to come up tonight at the Zinc Bar. The new record, Conversations. Don Braden, thank you much for coming by this morning. Yoris Tapa, thank you for coming by this morning.
Thanks for
having Johns
us.
Over there on the drums, thank you for coming by this morning.
You're welcome.
And we will go out this morning with a little Pee Wee Ellis. If this doesn't get you moving, call off, because you ain't going to do anybody any good today at work. This is the Chicken. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Here we are. You heard the chicken. Now tell me that didn't move you, huh? Now you probably know why the damn chicken crossed the road, don't you?
To swing.
One more question for Don Braden. Talk about some of the people who are going to be playing at the festival at Litchfield.
Litchfield Jazz Festival has been going on for very many years in various forms. In its current form, as a main stage festival, it's, I think, 22 years, something like that. Had all kinds of themes, all kinds of players, all kinds of musicians got their start there in some ways, or at least were in the early parts of their career, like Diana Krall is the first person I can think of that had their early years there. But there are a lot of others, including myself, actually, who got major stage launches, you know, festival launches. But other artists like Sonny Rollins and Dave Rubeck and all kinds, I mean, it's been really amazing. This year, the theme is Discovering Genius. And so we've got a lot of incredible younger players as well as some classic players. Kim Popowski is doing a Benny Goodman tribute, for example, and Ken's awesome.
Nice.
And you know, but some of the younger guys, Ada Ravadi is going to be there with her quartet. In particular, I want to acknowledge Julian Shore, mm-hmm. who's a fine, very fine up and coming pianist. And Julian was one of our jazz camp students going back. I won't say how many years ago, but I can remember distinctly in the early years of Litchfield Jazz Camp, he's 15 years old, and he's a little guy, wow. and he comes to me and says, I'm afraid to audition. I don't know if I can do it. He's crying a little bit. He was really sad, you know, yeah. I was like, scared.
Yeah.
So I sat next to him and put my arm around him and said, Julian, it'll be cool. Nice young man, but just really nervous, you know, normal. And it'll be cool, man. Just go do your thing, wherever level that you, whatever you play, will be fine. We'll place you where you'll have fun and learn. And now here we are, X number of years later. The young man, first off, he's on our faculty at the Litchfield Jazz Camp for now several years. He's already on our third or fourth year as a faculty member. He's in his 30s now. Got at least his bachelor's, if not his master's. I think he has his master's by now. But, man, the most important thing, musically speaking, is he plays his butt off. I mean, Julian, he's killing.
Anything but chicken.
Yeah, but chicken. No, he's you know, he's amazing. I mean, he's a, you know, Brahma bull or whatever the strongest animal is, dinosaur. No, but he sounds great on piano, and he's grown up so much. And we have so many. I see the Downbeat Critics poll, you know, Zakai Curtis, Luquez Curtis, there were our students when they first came.
Yeah.
They were like 15 years old. Albert Rivera, 15 years old when he came. Now, fine saxophone player, composer, his record's about to come out.
Daryl Johns
came to us when he's 9 years old. Yeah. He's playing Ada Ravadi's group at the festival on the main stage. I mean, it's amazing.
See, and that's a payoff for you guys, isn't it?
It totally is. Yeah. To see our students who now grow up and contribute to the world like this, it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it continues. So I'll tell you one more special thing. The Litchfield Jazz Orchestra is conducted this year. Last year I did it. I was happy to do the Earth, Wind & Wonder project, which is my next CD coming out. We'll talk about that at a future time. But the Litchfield Jazz Orchestra played Earth, Wind & Wonder music, and it was killing. This year, the group is conducted by Jen Allen. She's the guest conductor. She's playing Carly Simon and Carole King music. And the piano special guest is Brandon Goldberg. He's like 11. And he's like a little 40-year-old man, 11-year-old body. The kid's amazing. I mean, he really is a talented young man. I'm so proud of him. And we know Matthew Whitaker is another one. He's not one of ours yet. He wanted to come to camp, but he couldn't. He was going to come last year and didn't come. Now he's like a star now.
Well, a week and a half ago at Awilda Rivera's live celebration party of her 20 years here, Matthew sat at the Steinway Grand Piano and played
amazing.
His little butt off.
And I wanted to be there, and I couldn't be there because I was on the road. But anyway, this young man, Brandon Goldberg, is amazing. And, you know, I'm just really proud of the fact that we can contribute to young people, because young people are our most important thing. You know, they're more important than anything on the whole planet. So what we can do as educators, yours with his program in Grown Again, plus he's working many years at Litchfield Jazz Camp, plus Jazz for Teens, myself, you know, running the camp. Steve Johns is on our faculty. Cecil Brooks has been on our faculty. We have, you know, Matt Wilson. We have so many great players, composers, you know, in this to help the kids out.
So as a parent, once again, go to LitchfieldJazzCamp.com.
Yeah.
And then your children will be able to interact with masters that are as excited about what they do when they should probably be out to pasture by now in many careers, but they're not. They're excited about what they do. And why are they excited? Why? Come find out.
There you go.
They're waiting to share it with the next group that comes along. LitchfieldJazzCamp.com. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you.